Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jason Katerina. After a slick start for some of us, warmer air will begin to build into the region and change any remaining freezing precipitation to plain old rain showers. And it'll wind up a warmer than average day around much of the region until a cold front crosses the area and a cold air advection begins to kick in. Temperatures will begin to fall late in the day. Not very quickly, though, as it's a bit of a weak front. The south and southwesterly winds will shift to a more westerly flow. We may see some gusts of 20 to 25 miles an hour from time to time. Quiet conditions will return to the region overnight and into Saturday as high pressure crosses the area. Temps will remain well above normal during the day, but a messy change is in the works for Sunday and the beginning of the new week. A large storm over the Midwest will spread clouds into the region Sunday and wind up being a complex winter precipitation scenario heading into the new week. Several pieces of energy will rotate around an upper-level low over the Great Lakes, lifting a warm front in our direction, which will be hampered by the anticyclonic flow around a cold Canadian high pressure to our north, and this clash will likely play a big part in the precipitation type across the region. So far, model guidance shows a secondary low forming off the mid-Atlantic coast and then tracking northeastward near or just off the New England coast into Tuesday. Model data has been variable, but it's been trending toward a colder solution with warmer air nosing into the region in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, so a wintry mix may wind up what we are on the receiving end of. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, an energetic low-pressure system expected to bring flooding rains over Southern California, followed up by heavy mountain snows across the desert southwest. A significant winter storm is forecast for the central high plains, expanding into the northern plains on Saturday, and much milder than normal temperatures are expected for much of the central and southern plains into the Ohio Valley. An energetic low-pressure system will bring a variety of inclement weather from the southwest up through the plains for the next couple of days. And starting in the southwest, the center of that low pressure system currently approaching Southern California with an abundance of moisture and vigorous dynamics. That system will bring heavy rain to the lower elevations and heavy snow to the higher elevations across Southern California. That snow will spread steadily northeastward across the higher elevations of the Four Corners region today. By Saturday morning, much of the energy associated with the system will be exiting the southern Rockies and into the plains. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high temperature on Thursday of 85 at Miles City, Florida, to a low this morning of 23 below at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high in the low 50. In Boston, a chance of rain mainly in the mid-afternoon, cloudy with a high near 50. And in Buffalo, a chance of showers this afternoon, cloudy with a high near 50 and gusty winds from the southwest, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Time for a look at the Albany, New York climate details. The climate normals for today, 32 degrees, the normal maximum high with a record of 60 set it back in 1895. Normal minimum temperature is 17 degrees with a record of 18 below set in 1914. Sunrise and sunset data for today, December the 27th. Sunrise was at 7:25 a.m. and sunset will come at 4:28 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers, highs in the low 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy and cold with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a chance of rain showers, highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, cloudy with a chance of rain showers, high temperatures in the lower 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, cloudy with a chance of rain showers with highs in the upper 40s. Patchy fog this evening, mostly cloudy overnight, chilly with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with a chance of rain showers and highs in the mid-40s, mostly cloudy tonight. overnight with lows in the lower 30s. Your extended forecast region-wide, mostly sunny for Saturday with highs in the mid and upper 30s and low 40s. Showers return to the forecast on Sunday with highs in the mid and upper 30s and low 40s. Rain and wintry mix possible for Monday with highs in the low to mid 30s to near 40 degrees. A chance of snow and rain Tuesday, highs also in the low and mid 30s to near 40 degrees. And for New Year's Day, partly sunny and chilly with highs in the low to mid 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.